Ching, ching, ching.
Mike. What's up, man?
Just living the dream. What's up with you?
Oh, yeah. I'm also living a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if it's good. Don't know if it's bad. Don't know if it's sad, but it's a dream. You know what I mean?
A dream. It's a dream.
Life is but a dream of some kind.
Isn't there a song about that?
I don't know. Merrily.
I'm sure there is.
Merrily. I don't know. Dude, nice work last week on the solo episode. I very much enjoyed it. You did a great job.
Thank you. How was your adventures without me?
Oh, I had a great adventure. Really just great. Just a great week. And this week's been busy too, but you know, we're gearing up for more shows, getting mm-hmm. back on the road, and just we're like 2 weeks away from this tour with the EMD Affliction, which is exciting. And also, you know, Holding yep. Absence, the greatest new bands, is on the tour too. So it's an exciting lineup and exciting time.
I know. I'm stoked for the tour. Girlfriend and I will be at the Royal Oak date. So pretty stoked.
Beautiful. I love Royal Oak Music Hall. What a venue.
It really is.
Awesome. Great area too. Beautiful. And beautiful.
Speaking of the Royal Oak Music Hall, we've got some news revolving around it.
Interesting. Okay.
It's adjacent because it is where Architects are going to play here in Michigan on their tour that has just been canceled with We Came as Romans and Like Moths to Flames. Unfortunately, there were some logistic issues had to cancel.
Wow. We Came as Romans got screwed again.
But there's a silver lining.
Okay. What's that?
Because just announced, Crown the Empire has dropped off the Trinity of Terror Leg 3 tour, and We Came as Romans is now opening.
Okay.
So you've got Black Veil Brides, Ice Nine Kills, Motionless in White, We Came as Romans.
Pretty
on my birthday, and I can't go.
pretty solid lineup, though. Pretty solid lineup. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely stacked. Wish everybody who gets to go to that the best. Would be an absolute great time. They're playing Freedom Hill here, mm-hmm. which, you know, yep. like the amphitheater up in Sterling Heights.
Yep.
But they aren't selling lawn tickets. Weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, okay. So it's like a scaled back amphitheater.
Yeah.
I guess.
I would have gone if I had been able to get lawn, but like I'm trying to avoid getting sick at that time because I'm best man in a wedding like the week later. And like, I don't know, just something about being in an amphitheater bowl, and I'm like, I don't really want to risk it.
Yeah, these are things we think about now. We didn't think about before. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Very cool. So last week, was that the news? Only news was the Architects?
Yeah, that was the only news that I had. Little smidge of news.
Well, back to last week and your list.
You missed the most punk week we've ever had.
I know. It was really, really great to hear you talk about two bands near and dear to my heart. The Flatliners mm-hmm. from right here in Toronto, and the Interrupters, which I was proud to see them in the number one spot.
Oh, they deserved it.
Did they ever? This is not even a punk band. This is a ska punk band. We had a ska band in our top release of the week. So that's sick. I'm proud of you, Mike. Record is incredible. I have not been able to stop listening to it. It is like everything I love about the 90s punk genre. Like it really does give me that fulfillment. This like it's throwback to me to like my, you know, my high school and college days. But
it makes me want to go bowling.
Sure. I love bowling. But no, like it does that for me, but at the same time, it's recorded super well. The songs mm-hmm. are really good. The performances are there. Like it's if this record were to have come out in 1998, it would have like been so massive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, not to say the band isn't huge right now. I mean, a million monthly listeners. They were the undercard on the Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy tour. I forget the name of that. Hella Mega? Hell Omega Tour. You know, so they've been doing some incredible things. But man, this record, if people weren't paying attention to the Interrupters before, you better pay attention now, because this record is, this might be my favorite record of the year so far, honestly. It's a top 10 for sure.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, but like the song Raised by Wolves, where they just do that, like, ah, woo. Yeah, I was raised by wolves. Like, I don't think any other band could pull that off. Cause like, I think if a metalcore band or somebody did like that, I would think that's the cheesiest shit ever. But you toss it on a punk band with some horns in the background. Oh yeah, that hits right. Like,
yeah,
it just feels genuine and it's good. And it's a little corny at times, but I really, really love this record.
I mean, that's part of the magic though. And that's part of what ska has always been. There's always a little bit of goofiness to it. But then, you know, when once in a while, they do hit you with like some emotion, it hits even a little bit harder. So no, this record, is incredible. The Flatliners, a band, I want to talk about that record as well. A band that has really never missed. I think they were criminally underrated for a while. And now they're rated, I think, because again, people have caught on to this band, realized how awesome they are, and now it's great to see them, you know, doing so much. And you know, also Chris, you know, he's also in Hot Water Music now. Does some amazing solo stuff as well. So just what a band. It's great to, I'm really glad you focused on them last week too.
For sure. I absolutely love this Amon Amarth record. I think it's great as well. I had already heard it when I recorded, but I still think it's great. It's just exactly what you want from a Viking metal band, right?
Yeah, you know, I think they're an interesting band because obviously they're massively popular, like kind of like almost like a head scratcher. Like you're like, how is this band this big? You know, they've been at it for so long. Like I think they've been a band for like 30 years, but yeah, man, I put this on real quick. I you know, I don't think I listened to it all the way through. I kind of, you know, looked around at it. And yeah, man, I thought that this was like giving me exactly what I wanted too, from this band. So, you know.
Such a good live band, honestly.
Yeah, I've never seen them live. So I think that would probably unlock something for me too.
Oh man, you got to go. They've got like stagehands who dress up as like Vikings and fight during songs. And like they got the big ship on the stage and everything. It's incredible.
Sick. Yeah. Yeah. I'm way into it. Way into that.
Yep. I really liked this record from Another Now. It was kind of good, pretty long, I think, for the record, maybe like 55 minutes. But it didn't feel like it stayed too far over what I wanted from it.
Yeah.
And then like once I realized how long it was like, oh, three of these songs have been remixes and I just didn't notice it.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But it's a pretty good album, pretty fun release. And I really want to talk about this Hot Milk EP.
Oh my God.
Because these guys left the best songs for the EP. Like I was talking about how they said they did, and I was like, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Everybody always says they did. No, these guys did, and it's like a move. This EP is just stacked in such a fun way. Because none of these songs are similar, but they're all just bangers. And have incredible choruses. Yeah, I just love it.
This band writes world-class choruses. Like, it's only a matter of time before massive, massive pop artists are like, hey, can you write choruses for us, please? Because they're that good. I'm not even shitting you. This band is amazing. They seem to be blowing up too. I just, when are we going to get a full length? You know,
I think next year or sometime. I think it's time.
It's definitely like, time. Yes.
We've gotten to 535,000 monthly listeners on EPs. Let's get a full length. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Like how many songs do they even have? Like not that many, you know? It's like, it's pretty wild, but no, incredible band. And yeah, just, I'm really glad. What a pretty big week last week, man. Honestly, a lot of diversity and a lot of good records. So, yeah, it's been great. It's been great.
I just counted Hot Milk has 19 songs.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. So, they're doing awesome.
Yep. One other thing I wanted to talk about. There was a new EP from House and Home last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Super cool band. That's absolutely awesome record. As well as we got a surprise Eminem record. So I didn't get a chance to listen to it, Curtain Call 2, but check that out if you're into Eminem.
If you're into very fast vocalizing, he's good. He's really good at that.
Something like that.
He's really good. But no, back to House and Home. This is a band on Open Your Ears record, straight out of Richmond, Virginia. If you're into, you know, Brand New, you're going to really like this. Yeah. And I know Brand New's been canceled and a lot of people can't listen to the band anymore. This might fill that void a little bit for you. Their last release was really, really good. And this one is even better. So make sure you check out, House and Home. If you don't, cause we're talking about 5,000 monthly listeners. This is, still rookie card status. So you want to check this one out.
With that, are you ready to get into this week?
Oh, you know I am, Mike. How many we got?
We got a nice, simple six.
Six. Six is the new five, I feel. We get a lot of sixes.
I think it is, too.
Yeah. Very interesting. But I'm ready to dive in. Let's go for this week of August 12th, 2022. We have six records coming at you. And we'll start with number six.
Yeah, so number six. I put this here because I think it fits here, even though this is probably the biggest band on the list this week. But we've got the new record, Hotel California by Hollywood Undead. And I've just got to be honest, these singles not really doing it for me this time around. Their last record, I forget the name of it, came out last year, something along those lines. I kind of enjoyed those singles a bit more, but these ones I'm just not feeling. I don't know if you feel differently. What are your thoughts?
I do feel differently. In fact, I think this is the best Hollywood Undead music in a while.
Really?
I really like that they're going with a little bit more of a rock like sound. Like there's still have, you know, that some trap drums and stuff like that on verses, you know, and obviously this is a band that you're going to get a lot of, you know, it's hip hop influence, but I really like their rock. And I really like the lyrics of some of these singles too. And I don't know, man, Hollywood Undead. I like those guys. They're a fun band. I totally understand why there are people that are absolutely diehard fans of this band. Mm-hmm. I do find though that like between, you know, if you just pick random songs, like they can be hit or miss because this band does a lot of material. You know, they experiment a lot. Mm-hmm. But I found that these four singles were really, really good. Also, can we talk about the record being called Hotel California?
Yeah, they can.
That's fucking hilarious. Like it's just amazing. Like to me, it's like, okay, let's take one of the most popular songs ever and repurpose it. And like, I love it.
With the letters. Yeah.
I just love it so much.
They're a band that's always, they do surprise me. Right. So I'm going to listen to this record still. And I'm sure that if there's a song or two, I'll pull out. They're an amazing live band. And I'm still going to listen to this record, right? Just putting them here. I don't think this record's going to be bad by any means. I'm just, these singles haven't caught me like the band normally does. So I'm hoping that there's something a little different within.
Well, we'll talk about it next week. On to number five.
All right. It's number five. Do you like In Flames?
I do like In Flames.
Do you like old In Flames, new In Flames?
I like a lot of it in its own way. I think I'd say I like the older In Flames better.
This is perfect for you because you probably might've noticed the sound of our next band. It's the new record Days of the Lost by the Halo Effect. Ex members of In Flames from the early era returning to their metal roots. And these singles have been absolutely everything that I've wanted from a Swedish Gothenburg style metal band for a long time, but haven't gotten in a long time. Right. I love these songs. I'm stoked for this record. This is a classic metal sound that I love and don't think it's used often enough anymore.
No, for sure. And I heard about this only from your playlist, Mike, and I had no idea what this band was. Never heard of them. Everyone keep in mind, this is a brand new project. Like this is like less than a year old. This is their debut full length coming out. And I was listening to it and just listening to, I think the first single I heard was called Shadow Minds. I just listened to it and I was like, what does this sound like? And I got through the whole song and I still wasn't sure. And I didn't know anything about the connection to In Flames. And then the second song, I was like, yeah, it kind of sounds like In Flames, like maybe a little bit like Ghost. I'm hearing like a little bit of like a much less insane Cradle of Filth in some parts. But the key with this band is their sense of melody is awesome.
Oh, it's perfect.
It is so catchy. The guitar work, the harmonizing. And then, you know, you have the vocals, which are much more simple, straight ahead. You know, and I think this is going to be, if you're a fan of In Flames, if you're a fan of any of that, Scandinavian metal sound, this record is going to be for you. And I'm with you, Mike. I'm excited for it too.
Yeah. I love these songs. I'm stoked to get the record. It's just so fun, and I've missed this sound. Like, that was kind of almost my transition into metalcore. Is I was really big into like Gothenburg, this Gothenburg scene at the time, right before I got into metalcore. So like, it's got a pretty soft spot in my heart.
Yeah, man,
for that sound, like Sonic Syndicate, stuff like that. So.
It's really interesting too. I was reading after I found out that they were, you know, so tied so close to In Flames, I read about the band a little bit, and it's really interesting that they're, I think almost all of them, if not all of them, are ex-members of In Flames.
Yeah.
But they were not in the band like together.
Yeah, which is also they were cool.
It was like the one guy that replaced the other guy. They were never in the band together, and now they've formed a band together. It's kind of I've never really heard of that situation before. So very interesting from that sense too.
Yeah, I love it. It's just a cool story.
Absolutely.
Plus I honestly love the band name. Like, the Halo Effect just sounds cool to say.
I think they got it from a Rush song. So there you go. Always there's always a Canadian connection with everything.
Always. Ready for that number four?
All right. Let's move on. Number four.
All right. Another classic band, this time under their own moniker, though. We've got the new record Death Rattle Sing For Me by Norma Jean, coming out of Douglasville, Georgia. Absolute legends of the scene. And I think these songs just show why the band is so good at what they do. It's just heavy, chaotic, everything you want, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, Norma Jean's, they've had a hell of a career. I think this is probably album, I'm just going to guess, it's probably like their ninth album, eight or ninth album, I'd say. They've been doing it a long time. You know, they've kind of come and gone a little bit here and there. Their popularity's gone up and down, but they really haven't ever missed. And I always like that Norma Jean...
Album 10.
It's album 10, wow. I always like that Norma Jean, they're constantly tweaking things. Nothing's ever safe. Mm-hmm. You know, they're always being, they're always keeping things interesting. And like the song on here called Call for the Blood, I mean, that's a perfect example of something from Norma Jean. Like, I don't think I've really heard before, at least not in this way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Norma Jean, all their records are good, but, this record might be something special. I three singles released. I'm not sure yet what we're going to get for the rest of it, but these are super well produced singles, and Corey sounds better than ever vocally on this thing. So it's a pretty exciting time if you're a fan of Christian metalcore.
Yep, I agree for sure.
Okay, we've got the number three.
All right, number three. We've got the new record coming out of Sacramento, California, like most Swan Core, from Royal Coda. The record's called To Only a Few at First. They dropped a fourth single today that I haven't gotten a chance to listen to yet. But this band's just incredible. If you're a fan of like Dance Gavin Dance, CNVAR, anything like that, I'm sure you already know who Royal Coda is and you already love them. It's Will Swan's side project. Sergio Medina's in this. It's just an absolutely incredible group. I love these songs.
Yeah, and ex Dance Gavin Dance vocalist Kurt Travis, of course.
Yeah,
A lot like Birds. Yeah, man, it's just so damn good. I listened to this band, and I mean, we didn't talk about the Dance Gavin Dance record together, which Jackpot Juicer, which it's a great record. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's a really great record. You know, it comes at a very awkward time for the band. But if, you know, and I totally understand if you don't want to listen to the new Dance Gavin Dance record based on the allegations.
Yeah.
However,
I listened to it once.
Yeah, I listened to it once too. But maybe you should check out this Royal Coda record because it kind of gives you a lot of the same vibes. I mean, they're very similar guitar playing, a lot of the same kind of vocal, I don't know what to say it. The technique is similar, you know, a lot of the same kind of cadence.
Will Swan's the mastermind behind both, and it sounds just like
it. It's, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can tell that it's some of the same members, but there is like just a little bit of soul in this record, in these songs so far, that maybe you don't always find in Dance Gavin Dance, which I really like. And Kurt was always, I think, was maybe my favorite Dance Gavin Dance vocalist. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of touring with them at that point too, when he was in the band. So yeah, I mean, this is right up your alley if you're into any of that stuff. And even if you're not really familiar with this style of music, it's a great place to get started.
I think so too. I think Royal Coda is kind of going to take the mantle a little bit at this point. Just an incredible band.
Yeah, right, and rightfully so, they should. I mean, it's really crazy to put out, to like, for Will, to put out that record, you know, 2 weeks
so
ago,
close.
And then this one now, it is really close, you know? You'd think it would be better to kind of spread them out a little bit, but hey, whatever, man. Just keep it all busy in the summer of 2022, I guess.
Yeah. You ready for that number two?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Coming out of Manchester in the United Kingdom, which I don't necessarily know why they say they're from there, we've got the new record, Beautiful Dangerous by Heart of Gold. For those not familiar, this is Michael from Being as an Ocean's side project, stream pop group. Normally, I'm not kind of attracted to this genre of music, but his songwriting is just incredible. And these songs that they've put out as singles are absolutely brilliant. And I think that this is one of the coolest bands kind of starting to emerge from this year.
It's so fucking good. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I was told about this project a little while ago. I'm friends with Michael. You know, Being as an Ocean and Silverstein are real, real good buddies. And I thought this was just like a Michael acoustic kind of solo thing.
Yeah.
And it's really not. There's a lot going on here. Like, this is so well produced. This, and it sounds nothing like Being as an Ocean, for the record. Absolutely nothing like it. It's, you know, it's Michael's voice, but, you know, it's over very pop driven. Dream pop is a good word for it. But it doesn't do it justice because it's a little more in your face songwriting wise. It's not as vague and not as boring as other projects in that genre. So I really, really am digging it. There's been, 5 songs released so far, and all of them are awesome. So I really can't wait to hear the rest.
Yeah. Same here. I think overall, just everything about it is an absolute blast. It's super fun to listen to. Like, I think, what is it? It's either Bad Habit or Bright Lights just gets stuck in my head constantly. Like,
yeah, so good.
Every song in this is phenomenal.
Incredibly good. Yes. 100%. Yes. Shout out to Michael, my boy. This Heart of Gold stuff. Don't sleep on it. I'm telling you, this, I hope this gets a lot of attention because it is very deserving of it.
I hope so too.
All right. Which leads us to our number one album of the week, which we're going to get into right after this little break. And we're back.
Boom.
Did you fall asleep? You still there?
I fell asleep, dude.
Yeah. It's been a long week.
Yeah, right,
it's only Wednesday.
All right.
We're good.
Ready for this number one?
I am so ready. I mean, we've had a really, really good list, so I'm excited to see what you put there at the top of the list.
So this is something I normally wouldn't do because we've talked about this band recently with their EP, Boy Without a Gun, as kind of the prologue to this record. Some of those songs are on this record, but it's the new record Gold from Unprocessed, one of the best progressive metal bands coming out of Germany currently, with just an absolute skill for songwriting as well as pop sensibility. Just everything about this band just screams my taste in music. And when I remember that this record was coming out this week as a clear number one. I love this band so much.
Yeah, man. I don't even know. You hit the nail on the head pretty much. You know, I always say I have always have a problem with prog, progressive metal or guitar nerd music, because they're not saying anything a lot of the time. You know what I mean? A lot of it is like, it's about the music. It's about the noodling. It's about the technical aspect. And it's not about the songs or the soul or the feeling, which really is what music is. You know what I mean? That's the point of music.
And exactly.
Unprocessed. Well, they do it all. They give you that raw emotion. They give you amazing songwriting. And then you'll hear some technical aspects that you're like, what is even going on? That's insane. So you're right, man. This is an incredible band. Doesn't really sound like anything else exactly. It's really hard to...
The closest is saying it's like Polyphia with vocals, but even then doesn't really capture it.
It's interesting because there's parts that are like that, but then there's other parts that are just Polyphia wouldn't do. Like they wouldn't do it that, the way, like the real, I don't know, the clean kind of ambient, like, but still catchy.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard, you know, but it is kind of an interesting band because they'll go from something kind of like clean poppy, almost like pop music. And then they'll just go into like a straight tech metal, like prog part. It's like they really just go take the song wherever they want to, but it never feels, sometimes it feels out of place, but never in a bad way, you know?
Exactly. Maybe if you like that Port Noir record earlier this year, you would like this too.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Similar vibes. Maybe Dolly Thundering Concept as well. Portions of that are kind of similar. This is quite a bit less heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, a super fun record that I'm extremely excited to listen to.
Yeah, this is something special, absolutely. And
this is the listen to it last for the week, so I don't compare everything else to it, I think.
Yeah, I love this. This description on their Spotify is actually not bad. A fresh approach to virtuosic, interesting. Guitar playing with the constant drive for innovation. There you go. Moving effortlessly between rock, pop, electronica, and metal. Equipped with an everlasting appetite to transcend genres. So there you go.
Boom.
The four-piece around guitar superstar, Manuel Gardner Fernandez. There you go. So the guitar player is the guy in this band.
We love to see it.
You'll love to see it. All right. Well, that's our list. That is our top six records of the week. Let's do a quick recap. Get your pencils. Write this down. But the full list can be found at Mike's Instagram at Slappy Slam. So let's head back to number six.
So number six, we've got the new record Hotel California with a K by Hollywood Undead.
Yes, not the Eagles. This is Hollywood Undead. Number five.
Got the new record Days of the Lost by The Halo Effect.
Yes, new band featuring members of In Flames from different era of In Flames. Very interesting. Number four.
Got the new record Death Rattle Sing for Me by Norma Jean.
The classic metalcore Christian gods. Number three.
Got the new record To Only a Few at First by Royal Coda.
Yes, for fans of Dance Gavin Dance, Swancore, you're going to need to check that one out. Number two.
Got the new record Beautiful Dangerous by Heart of Gold.
Yes. The clean vocalist of Being Is an Ocean, but it sounds nothing like Being Is an Ocean. So,
but it's still good.
I don't even have to say that. And the number one album of the week is
Gold by Unprocessed.
There you go.
Funny how we went Heart of Gold to an album called Gold.
It is. Yep. It's just, man.
I like it.
We're living in a simulation, man. It's just so obvious.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure we've got a boatload of honorable mentions. So let's get into those, Mike.
Yeah, I got 26.
Okay.
Two of them are records I didn't feel like talking about specifically, but we've got a new record from Pale Waves and a new record from the Goo Goo Dolls. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls, pretty good band. Pretty good band.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We've also got a new EP. I'm not sure the name of it, but it's by a new project called Fugitive, which is members of Power Trip. So it's kind of a hardcore project. Make sure you check that out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Power Trip. Yes. Sad, sad stuff from Power Trip, but good to see the other guys are doing some stuff.
And then we've got singles. We've got a new one from I Prevail.
Nice.
Make sure you check that out.
Yes, yes.
New one from Point North. Make sure you check that out.
Okay, yeah.
We've got a new single from Aviana featuring Marcus Vick of Invent Animate. An absolute banger.
Tight.
Some sweet metalcore. And you, 2 weeks ago, you didn't tell me you were coming out on a single that week that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. Well, you know, it all happened so fast. And for what Mike's talking about, I appeared on a new Anti-Flag track. Mm-hmm. And that came out just a couple weeks ago. And it's really funny. So what happened was we were in Europe doing the festival circuit just, you know, last month or whatever it is, now 2 months ago. And Chris from Anti-Flag texted me, hey, he's like, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, can't wait to hang out. Also, do you want to be on our song? And I was like, yeah, like obviously, of course I'd be honored to do it. I've been listening to your band since 1997. So like, of course. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, he sends me the information and I'm like, all right, this sounds awesome. I'm like, cool. Can I record it when I get home? I'll find a studio or whatever. He's like, yeah, we kind of need it like next week. and I'm doing like, I'm on tour in Europe doing festivals like every day. It's like, wow. And he's like, well, we got a guy in Graz, Austria. I'm like, of course you have a guy, right? And the band's still wrong. They always got a guy. And so I went to this studio, awesome, awesome studio in Austria. And I recorded it like on a show day. Did that song and recorded the video in front, like in the parking lot of a venue.
Oh yeah.
Literally in front of the line of kids. So like the kids waiting for to get in the doors were watching me perform the video because it was the only place to film it. And then it literally just like, here it is. And it came out like so fast. So yeah, man,
it works.
I can't believe we didn't shine a light on that, but yeah, there's a new Anti-Flag record coming out very soon.
January, not very soon.
I think they just released a new song with Tim from Rise Against.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
And Brian from Bad Religion. That's what we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Brian Baker from Bad Religion. So it's cool to have a guitar feature. You know, you don't always get that. Mm-hmm. So to do that is pretty awesome. And I was pretty honored to be the lead single. That's pretty cool too.
For sure. Go for it.
No, that's all. That's the song. Check it out. New Anti-Flag.
And speaking of honorable features, we've got a new track from Revocation. This is one of my favorite I wouldn't say favorite, but they're a really solid death metal band. They've got a feature from Corpse Grinder.
Oh yeah.
And the late Trevor Strand from Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh wow.
So that should be a cool single to check out.
Wow.
Next up we've got Avantasia, which is a really cool kind of collective power metal rock opera project. And they've got a song featuring Floor Jansen from, I believe she's from Nightwish. Am I going crazy? Nightwish.
Ooh. Yeah.
I thought I was going crazy. Just brain fart, right? But yeah, she's incredibly talented. Make sure you check that song out. It's a banger as well. We've got two new singles from Sleeping with Sirens. One of those is finally the single featuring Charlotte Sands. I'm not sure what happened with the delay there, but we're getting two singles from them off their upcoming record.
Yep.
Got a new track from 156 Silence, super cool band. Kind of got their record coming out here pretty soon on Sharptone, which is awesome.
Yeah, that band is starting to blow up a little bit, I think. Deservedly so. Yeah, deservedly so.
We're getting a new single from Boundaries and the announcement of their upcoming album. So pretty excited for that. We're getting a new single from Fox Lake. Make sure you check that out. New single from Nothing More. They've got a record coming out here pretty soon.
Okay.
We've got the third single off the upcoming Megadeth record, which should be another banger.
I mean, they're two for two. I think, can they go three for three? I believe in them now all of a sudden. Yeah,
I do too. It's weird, but now that we have faith in Megadeth, they're going to disappoint us. That's how it works.
That's right.
We've got a new song from Buried Alive. I think they're just releasing all of the singles one every week until the album comes out at this point. So I might stop listening to them, but this band's super talented.
Incredible band.
New single from Chelsea Grin, their first in a while. So make sure you check that out.
Definitely. It's definitely been a minute.
Completely Changing Gears. We've got a new song from The Somerset, one of my favorite bands that's back. Their record's coming out here in a couple of weeks as well. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Super exciting to have them back. And yeah, man, they've always been awesome. So I'm excited to hear this record.
I agree.
Definitely a number one.
Going to the metalcore side, we've got a new single from Fit for a King and their upcoming album getting announced, I think. So that should be super exciting.
It'll be really interesting to see what they do. You know, they kind of experiment a little bit with some of the radio rock vibes. And, you know, they're such an outspoken band, you know, on social media and stuff. It'll be really interesting to see what they do, if they're going back to the really super heavy stuff again, or so it's going to be a mix.
Ryan Kirby, vocalist of Fit for King, tweeted that this song is a mix of Tower of Pain and Backbreaker, if I remember correctly. So this is going to be a heavy one.
Yeah, Backbreaker with the longest scream ever recorded or something like that. It's
it's a stupid song. I love that song so much.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The fact he can do it live too is just insane. Man's feet.
Yeah, he's an incredible vocalist. There's no question.
And speaking of other incredible metalcore vocalists in the same vein, we've got a new Miss May I single off their upcoming record here pretty soon too, which is super exciting. I love Miss May I. Such a consistent, amazing band.
And such good people. Some of my favorite people.
For sure. We've got a new single from Slaughter to Prevail called 1984. It's pretty good. They've got a weird kind of acoustic portion in the middle, which I think is interesting for them. As such a heavy deathcore band, but it works. So it's a good song.
Awesome.
Going to some kind of post-hardcore stuff. We've got a new single from Marionette. I believe their new song is coming out pretty soon, or new album's coming out pretty soon, getting announced, whatever it is. But I'm excited for that because I love this band.
Sweet.
And Until I Wake's putting out a new song as well. Super talented guys, kind of up and coming. As far as some last little bits of pop punk, we've got a new single from Eat Your Heart Out, which is a super cool band that I've been falling more and more in love with all these singles that they've been releasing. And everybody's favorite Cult is releasing a new song. We're getting the fourth song from Bayside here in a little bit, and I'm hoping an album announcement. We haven't seen anything like that yet, so we'll see what happens.
I think it's got to be coming.
Yeah.
It's got to be coming. But yeah, I loved the last Bayside album. I think it was their best one, which is saying a lot. So very excited to hear this.
And you know, I always keep that hype news for last.
Oh, I know.
We're going over to the UK for probably one of the coolest collabs I've ever heard of. We're getting a new single from Enter Shikari featuring Wargasm.
Oh, that rules.
Yeah, I think that's going to be so fucking cool.
And it's great because, you know, Wargasm is obviously a newer band, but where would they be without Enter Shikari, right? Like that is such an influence of theirs, obviously, right?
And the crazier thing, Enter Shikari doesn't really do features.
I guess not.
Like, has there ever been an Enter Shikari feature before?
I'd have to look.
At least like without like Shikari sound system and stuff like that. Like that's a little different, I think. My Spotify is obviously loading.
My Spotify has been weird today too, actually. Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, if you look at their,
if you look at their
top 10 songs, at least in the titles, none of them have features and, Nothing Is True. Everything Is Possible.
No features,
has no features either, which is really, it is really interesting, especially with a band like that, because, you know, I feel like that kind of style of music is more, you know, more open to that stuff, but hey man, they never miss. Like, so I don't, you know, don't fuck with it.
I feel like if you like want to collab with Enter Shikari, you also have to think with like Enter Shikari. So like, it's this really, really strange spot to have to put yourself in, and it just doesn't work out very often, most likely in their writing process. So I think it's super cool that something like this is actually happening.
Yeah. They're incredible. Well, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear that one.
For sure.
Well,
all right, but that's all I got.
We did it. We did the list. A big week. So much good stuff. A lot of variety as usual, which is what I love about the show. And I want to thank you personally, Mike, for putting that together.
You're welcome, bud.
All right. We'll be doing it next week again. We'll be back and can't wait.
Oh, for sure.